And then, of course, the training of the mind, the practice of developing attitudes of patience. Sometimes I think the teachings that the Buddha gives on the antidote for ill will or aversion being loving kindness is a bit misinterpreted sometimes, because it's very hard in the heat of the moment if you're in a conflict or if somebody's coming to you with some harsh words and it's causing a sense of anger, irritation to arise in one. It's really hard to just kind of revert to a state of loving kindness. You know, most people, including myself, aren't all that skilled into just, you know, dissolving any kind of irritation that's arising and regarding somebody, you know, kind of pasting loving kindness on top of the situation. And, you know, trying to do that just becomes a bit inauthentic. You can always smile and say, "May you be well," but that's not what you're thinking. So I think that in the heat of the moment, the parami that we need to pull into effect is patience, which Ajahn Sumedho has defined very well as peaceful coexistence with the unpleasant. Is a good definition of patience. So learning how to just be spacious when there is difficult, unpleasant situations happening. And then the loving kindness, the metta, is something that we have to develop when we're not in the heat of conflict. So before the conflict arises, when we're feeling strong and good, we develop that sense so that more and more over time, when difficult situations do arise, we kind of have had experience with it. We've developed it to at least some extent that we can pull it into practice rather than trying to invent it right there on the spot. So it's a metta, karuna, the brahma-viharas are these boundless, spacious states of mind that we develop when we're not necessarily in the heat of the moment, so that we can have them available to us, at least to some extent later on. So loving kindness, those are the three, body, speech, and mind, the three of these bases for communal harmony.